Hey, welcome back to Dad Space. Hi, my name is Dave, and I'm happy to be here with you on Dad Space. I just celebrated 30 years of marriage with my wife, Jennifer. 30 years of marriage. I don't know how I did it, but somehow I convinced her to be with me for 30 years and continuing. And I wanted to talk to you about some of my thoughts as I look back on 30 years of marriage. Do you know that 30 years equals 360 months, 1,564 weeks, 10,950 days, 262,800 hours, and so much more? So, being married for 30 years is exciting. And I look back to who I was 30 years ago, and I look to where I am now, and there's a lot of things that have changed. Some stuff has stayed the same, but to have somebody in your life who's been with you longer than you were single, at this point for me, is interesting that you can build a life around a friendship and a partnership with somebody you truly care for. And if you're in that boat and you're like me and in that 30 years of marriage range, congratulations. It's something to celebrate for sure. But I also think at the same time when I record this, maybe people listening to this episode and that's not a possibility for you and your situation. And I don't want to alienate you by any means by chatting about my relationship with my wife. But just some of the things that I learned over 30 years of marriage with my wife and some of my reflections as we go through this. When we first got married, we went to Niagara Falls on our honeymoon night. We were there for one night and then we went to Vermont and spent most of our honeymoon in Vermont 30 years ago. And it was amazing in Vermont, by the way. Go to Vermont in the fall. It is probably the most expensive time, even with ski season. It's more expensive in the fall to do all the back roads and all the amazing sights in Vermont. It's a beautiful place. You have to go there. It's gorgeous. So as a Canadian driving down through Vermont and all that area, we had a great time there and great memories. As I look back at our time together, my wife and I went back to Niagara Falls on our anniversary, and it was beautiful that day. Nice, gorgeous sunshine, warm, not too busy as far as travelers, because a lot of people don't come to the falls into October, November, December, because we're Canada. And so we didn't have to worry about a lot of lineups and stuff, which was great. And being local to the community, we don't have to get hotel rooms and all that expensive things that the tourists have to do. We can just go in and we've got some places where we park where it's cheaper. We know all the local stuff to get around Niagara Falls. So it's kind of nice to be able to do that. And so we went to the falls and kind of retraced our steps from 30 years ago. And even as we do that, so many of the buildings have changed and the place where we stayed on our first night is different. And it's interesting to see how life goes on and how life changes over time. And we've got some more gray hairs. We got a little sore. Our backs are a little sore and we're not quite as fast as we were 30 years ago. And but it's kind of nice to spend time together in the busyness of life and look back at where we are as a couple. In thinking of this episode, there was an article that I came across, and it has some questions to ask your spouse on your wedding anniversary. So I thought I'd go through these questions and throw them out at you, no matter if you're having your first anniversary this year, or your 30th, your 50th, your 60th, whatever. Some questions that you should ask your spouse on your anniversary every year. So there's six of them. I wanted to share them with you and give you kind of a little bit of a insight into some of our thoughts around these questions. Number one was, How have we changed this year? Now, you can focus that in on your marriage, on you personally, how you're different than you were a year ago. And in our marriage and in our relationships, we want to see some progress. We want to see a deeper connection. We want to see more trust, more faith in each other. How are you different? How have you changed? And I think that's something that we both need to kind of look at in our relationships is, how have we changed for the better? How have we changed for our partner? And how can we make those changes stick? So how have you changed this year? It's a great question to ask each other, a great topic of conversation over dinner. If you go out for dinner together on your anniversary or take a walk, whatever. How are we different? How have we changed? And number two, what obstacles have we gone through individually? And how has our relationship weathered those obstacles? Being in a relationship is great because you have that other person with you. You have relationships. You have a confidant. You have a person that you can lean on. But you're going to go through some stuff individually that will also impact how you've changed. So how has your relationship weathered your specific obstacles that you personally have had? And I know we have them also in our marriage, but look inward and look at yourself and say, these obstacles have had an impact on me, but also on our relationship. And look at that. Number three, what hardships have happened in your relationship? Did you resolve the hardship? Or are there things that we still need to work through? Again, an anniversary is such a moment in time. They are monumental moments. And when you think of a monument, it's usually constructed and set up to remember or remind us of something. And I think in our marriage, every anniversary, we should be setting aside monumental moments that help us to reflect and remember and also keep us on track. Number four, what is the thing that it still attracts you to each other? After all these years together, what is it, that thing that just your partner walks in the room, you hear their voice, you get a text, there's something about that person that still gives you those butterflies and those moments of, wow, I can't believe this person's in my life. Talk about those and encourage those. Because maybe your partner doesn't realize how meaningful those things are for you. And then number five, what do you want to accomplish individually this next year? And not just as for yourself, but also as a couple. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to get to that next monumental moment a year from now? How do you want to be different? What kind of obstacles are you going to face? What kind of hardships are going to happen? Think about, what do you really want to accomplish? I think we all need goals. We need to know where we're heading. You wouldn't go on an unnamed bus and just hope it takes you to a destination you want to go to. You kind of want to know that this bus is going in the direction where you want to be. And in our relationships, I think we need to know that we have an end game, a point that we're working towards, so that next year when we go through this list, we have some new insights and we've grown even more than we did when we first sat down and talked through these things. And lastly, number six, what three things do you appreciate about your spouse? What are the three things? And be specific that you appreciate about your spouse. Can you name them? For me, for my wife, Jennifer, I know that I appreciate that she does more behind the scenes than anyone will ever know. And that's how she's like wired at work, in our relationship, in our family. She is so happy to not be in the spotlight. but to be that support that makes everything happen. And it brings her joy to see other people succeed. That's who she is. And I know as a husband, I can do better in that I can then offload some of that so that she can rest and she can enjoy some of the things that bring her joy and fill her cup. So I know that's one thing that I need to work on this year. What else do I appreciate about my wife, Jen? She has such a soft heart for people that at times I can be hard. I can be a little short with my ability to give people space sometimes. It's one thing I'm working through, but my wife Jen has this built-in innate quality that allows her to give people room to truly be themselves. And I love that about her. And the last thing I would say that about my wife, and specifically as I think through this talking with you, is that my wife knows when I need to know that she's proud of me. And when she says those things, because it's not like you hear it every day. It's not like it's overused. It's strategic. She knows. And to see that in her eyes when something good happens, because to be honest, in the last few years, the two of us have seen a lot of negative things happen to her family and situations beyond our control that have really, at times, really had a really tough impact on us. So when something good happens and there's good news or there's a celebration, there's something that has happened that has built us up and given us some gas in our tanks, to see her with pride in her eyes, proud that we have got to that level, that this thing has been accomplished and we're getting the feedback or the results we wanted are happening. I love seeing her embrace that. So these questions are meant to guide you and your partner, to help you evaluate your purpose together. There are really a lot of great benefits to asking these questions, and your anniversary is such a great time to be reflective into what's happened and also pre-planning what's coming. Just keep in mind that when it comes to being in a long-term committed relationship, it's guaranteed that you and your partner are going to endure hardship. And if you lack meaning in why you are together and what you are striving for, it will make it that much harder to get through the hardships that you're going to face in this upcoming year as a couple. So as I look back over 30 years, I'm excited to see that my wife and I are now in a stage in our life where our children are out of the home. We are new grandparents for the first time with our youngest son having his first daughter. And there's a different season for us. And it's a chance for us to reconnect as husband and wife, in that we don't have the busyness of children in the house and everything that comes with that. So we have this opportunity to reinvest in ourselves, reinvest into our marriage. And I'm really looking forward to the next year. And I'm looking forward to going through these six questions next year for our 31st anniversary and see how we've grown, how we've changed, and how things are better. I know there's going to be hardships. I know there's going to be things come our way that are going to really shake us at times and try our relationship. But to know that there's somebody that cares for me and that I care for her in a way that no one else could break, that is what brings me joy as a dad, as a father, as a husband. And I just wanted to put that out there for you. Be reflective. Think back to what it was that made you say, I do. What it was that said, that's the person that I need in my life. That will be my confidant, my go-to, my ride or die. You know, what is it about that person that caught your attention? Look back over these 6 questions. I'll put them in the show notes. And maybe this week, if you've never done this with your partner, order in, get somebody to deliver some food, go out to a restaurant, go for a walk, and go through these 6 questions and talk about them. Because sometimes we get together and we sit down for dinner, or we sit down to do our thing, and we just talk about work. We talk about surface level stuff. But these 6 questions opens the door for us to have a deeper conversation and deeper meaning together. And I'd encourage you to go through these questions together. And I'd love to hear any results that you get back from your conversation with your partner as you go through these questions. Thanks for being part of Dad Space. Great episodes are coming up here on the show, some new guests, and some more topics coming to help you as a dad to be a better for your partner, to be better for your children, your family, to be a better community member. And for me, the one thing I want to also highlight, to be better for yourself. You've got this. You're a great person. You have a lot to offer. People look to you. Your partner loves you. Your children, your family love you. There are many people who light up when they hear your voice, when they see your name on their phone. You bring joy to people. And people talk about you behind your back in a good way, because you're a good person and you need to know that. So if you don't feel it right now and you kind of feel a little alone, there are people who celebrate you all the time and they wish only the best for you, as I do. Thanks for listening to Dad Space. We'll talk soon. Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here, for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, or if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.